Hello and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I'm your host, I'm Libby, and we're doing things a little different today. I know that normally I do my, like every other episode is some sort of astrology themed, but this time not so much. So I'm really excited to do this topic, and we're talking about the fear of change today. And where that fear comes from, and the new moon podcast episode is just going to be a bonus episode for this month, I think, is how we're going to do that. So let's get into it. Let's start off with what makes change scary? Why are we even afraid of change to begin with? Well, as we've talked about several times on this podcast, humans are creatures of habit. We really like our routines. We like to do the same thing over and over again. Our neurons like to fire the same way over and over again. And we like consistency. That's just human nature. So when we go to change something, when we go to break a habit, when we go to change our neurons, when we do any of these things that are generally considered new or different, our brains and therefore our bodies kind of go, what is happening right now? Why are we doing this? And it's almost like we're causing this mini panic inside of ourselves. So how do we disrupt that? You know, it's like, how can we disrupt the panic and the fear of change in order to embrace change? So let's talk about that. When we go to change something, when we go to try something new or change jobs, change whatever, to break that panic, we need to kind of look within ourselves and see what the underlying problem is in order for us to change. What is the root cause of that panic that is coming to go up? Realistically, it's all a mindset. We like what's familiar. We like what's happening over and over and over again. Like I said, it's basic psychology. That's just how humans are wired. So in order for us to truly move forward and to change things, we need to be able to embrace that change and let go of fears. So what helps you calm down in that instance? Is it possible to journal for you? I'm a huge advocate of journaling. I have found that that has been helpful for me in order to get to my root cause of why I fear change. So I feel like I use career and jobs so much on this podcast, but I think it really fits for a lot of people. So we'll just go ahead and use it for this as well. An example is I am working on building Yogini Witch Libby more and more. So that way I am able to quit my desk job and do what I'm passionate about and do what I love. So that's scary. You know, there's a lot of reasons why that's scary. Journaling it out, figuring out what is the root cause of that fear. And I'm sure we can all think of a ton of things that could be causing that fear. One, it's a completely different routine. It's getting up in the morning, getting my kiddo out the door, bringing her to daycare, making sure she has the things she needs for her day. And that kind of thing. And then, you know, morning mindful walk that I like to do with my dogs out on the trail. And then coming here to do my work. And that's not something that I get to do all the time with my desk job. Because with the desk job, it's a lot of, oh no, I'm going to be late, running out the door, running around like crazy, no mindful walk. And having to drive 40 minutes. And I'm sure we can already see the benefits of working from home right there in itself of long commute, more gas mileage, worse for the environment, all yada, 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 yada. We won't get into it. But it's a completely different morning routine. Therefore, my morning routine would have to change. So I'm sure you're seeing it already. The neurons would have to change. The habits would have to change. The entire morning would be disrupted. And even though it would be changing for the better, and I'm sure there have been times in everybody's life where a change for the better is needed, But it's still hard because you still have to change the way your neurons fire and you still have to disrupt the routine. And that is hard. So then another reason of fear of switching jobs, of course, something that comes up is money. And while it doesn't have to come up and while we would still be doing just fine, it's still different. And it's something that comes up, even if you're switching jobs to go from one office to another office, you still have to consider those kinds of things. There's a lot to change that could be hard, and it's helpful to see it on a list of paper. Or at least for me, it's helpful to see on a list of paper. I know some people like to use their phones all the time. So doing it on like your Samsung Notes app, instead of doing it on a piece of paper. I am a paper person. I like the paper and pen feel. So that's just my two cents. And having that journaling time really helps connect it. And I've even noticed in times of that initial panic where you go and you write stuff out about like, oh, what's making me anxious right now? And then you go to write it down and it's just kind of like, hold on, I'm so sorry. I would like to apologize for my dogs. There was a person walking past our house and apparently, how dare they? I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm so sorry. So seeing a list of the reasons why I'm feeling anxious in that moment, and then you look at the reasons of why you're anxious, and then you kind of go, huh, is it possible I am blowing this fear out of proportion? And in some cases, yes. In some cases, it's totally valid. And I mean, realistically, all emotions are valid. But I think that same thought process of journaling it out, writing it out, seeing what the potential fear points are for change, it could be helpful to see it. And then you kind of look at it and you go, oh, well, I can debunk this one and I can debunk this one and I can debunk this one. And then you get down to it and you're just kind of like, so why am I afraid? Exactly. So anyway, journaling. Huge fan of journaling in order to combat change anxiety. And another thing that I like to do in order to help with getting myself ready to change is to think about the positive outcomes of this change. Again, thinking about the job example of, oh, I'll have more time to help my family. I won't be spending an hour and a half to 2 hours in the car every day, wasting gas and harming the environment. Listing out all those positive things in order to, again, debunk the negative things, debunk the fears that we have. If we are able to see what is possible within ourselves and what is possible for the changes that we are making, then we can get excited about change. We can get excited about like, oh, there's this new thing that I'm doing. I'm switching jobs. This is so exciting. Yeah, sure, my routine is going to be disrupted and I'm going to have to change my habits, but look at all the benefits. We're able to create that excitement within ourselves. So instead of fearing the unknown and fearing the idea of things being different, we can get excited about it. Again, what's that mindset shift, you know? But sometimes that's difficult. And I am really excited to be talking about this because something that I am working on in my coaching biz is a program about reframing your mindset around change. And it's a masterclass that is all done via Facebook group and it is free. So if that is something you're interested in, if you need help with reframing your mindset around change, get at me on Instagram. I am Yogini Witch Libby on Instagram, or you could even message me at The Spells We Tell Ourselves. Either way is fine by me. All you have to do is say that you're interested in the Mindset Change Masterclass, and I will get you in on it. It does start Monday the 21st, however, So the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd are the 3 days that it's going to be running. I wanted to do it before Thanksgiving, obviously, since I know a lot of people are going to be busy with the holiday, myself included. So let's talk about that. The holidays are a huge point of change. We are completely disrupting schedules when it comes to the holidays. We have all of those days off work. We have all of this time around people that we don't see in our day-to-day lives. We have all of these foods that aren't in our typical day-to-day lives around the holidays. We have all of this extra stress that is around us around the holidays. So how are we going to get through the holidays together, my friends? Well, let's also remember to, one, first and foremost here, we are setting aside time for ourselves. We are setting aside time in our busy, busy schedules to have for just you. I want you to set an alarm in your phone. I want you to schedule it on your Google Calendar. I want you to make sure you get that time just for you, because you need that rest and relax time where nobody is around you, where your kids who are home from school aren't climbing all over you. Set aside that you time. You need it if you're going to get through the holidays. Two, there are no expectations for you. There are zero expectations for you. If you do not want to get a person a gift, don't get them a gift. If you are involved in a secret snowflake or Yankee swap type thing, you get a gift that fits something that they will like, but you are not obligated to spend a certain amount of money. There are no expectations here, my friends. We are doing what we want to do, not what everybody expects us to do. You do not need to get a friend a $100 gift if that is not something that you are feeling. There are zero expectations. I'm going to say that over and over and over again because I really want to hit that home, because there are so many people around the holidays who start to feel like there's a weight of expectations. There is not. And another way that we are going to get through the holidays together is around food. So I guess trigger warning here, because I know food can be triggering for some people. If you do not like something, you do not need to eat it to impress a family member. If you don't want to eat a dessert, you don't have to eat a dessert. Nothing. You're an adult. You're allowed to do what you want here, especially when it comes to food. And guys, please don't deny yourself sweets. I know that everywhere there are sweets all around during the holiday season. You don't need to deny yourself. We can still do this in moderation. I don't want anybody walking around feeling like, oh, I had a slice of pie and now I am bad because I had a slice of pie. No, you're not bad. There is no such thing as a bad food. There are just some foods that we don't eat as much as others. So yes, make sure you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, but like half the freaking pie, please. I want those things to be in your mind as we're going through the holiday season, especially since this is the last episode that comes out before Thanksgiving. So please just remember that even though the holiday season is a huge disruption to all of our schedules, all of our lives, we can do this. Just one, set aside time for yourself. Two, let go of expectations. And three, enjoy the foods that you enjoy and do not force yourself to enjoy the foods that you don't. That's all I'm going to say on it. There are still things that we can do to look forward to these changes. Yeah, your schedule is going to be disrupted, but you get to spend more time with your friends and family, right? You're going to be around people that you don't see that often, and that can be an anxiety trigger. I realize that. But also, generally speaking, these could be people that we love. And we don't get to see them that often because maybe they live far away. So enjoying that time while you can and just allowing yourself mindfulness. So having those little mindful moments, again, this is why I want you to set aside time just for yourselves, but every moment can be a mindful moment. Just instead of listing out all of the things in your mind about like, oh, I have to do this later, I have to do this later, and oh, the laundry still needs to be done, and then this, that, and the other thing. Allowing yourself to just be in the present of, I am talking to my mother. I am talking to my grandmother. I am breathing in and just breathing in. I'm breathing out and knowing I'm breathing out. Giving yourself those mindful moments to bring you back to the present and bring you back to center can be very beneficial when it comes to dealing with changes. So we want to be able to work through these big emotions and these hard emotions. And another thing that I like to do as a grounding technique is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we're listing out 5 things that you can hear. We're listing out 4 things that you can see, 3 things that we can feel, 2 things that we can smell, and 1 thing that we can taste. And for taste, if I can't taste anything because maybe I haven't eaten anything recently or haven't brushed my teeth recently, then I'll just think about my favorite food because mac and cheese is the best and it'll always calm you down. But so having those mindful moments of 5 things that I can hear. There is a dog barking in the distance. There is the rustle of somebody's sweater as they walked by me. There was a car that just drove past. Coffee pot is going in the other room, and I can hear myself breathing or something like that, whatever works for you in that moment. 4 things you can see. So I've got my podcast microphone. I've got my laptop in front of me. I've got a mostly empty mug of coffee right here, and I have my planner right in front of me. 3 things I can feel. I can feel my comfortable sweater. I can feel my fleece-lined leggings. I can feel the hardness of the chair that I'm sitting on. 2 things I can smell. I can smell the soap because I just washed my hands before I came to sit down. And I can smell the little bit of coffee that I have left in this mug. And for taste, I can taste the coffee because I've been sipping it here and there. So just those little things of mindfulness and bring yourself to that moment and have a grounding moment can be really helpful during times of stress and also to bring yourself back from times of change. So I hope those little bits of tips helped. I hope that you all have a wonderful, safe, and happy Thanksgiving, if that's something that you celebrate. I know not everybody does. And also, since Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday for some reason in the United States, please drive carefully and drive safely and don't drink and drive. Wear your seatbelt. All right, that's all I got. So if you are looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at Yogini Witch Libby. I'm also Yogini Witch Libby on Facebook and Yogini Witch L on Twitter. You can find this podcast on Instagram of the spells we tell ourselves. You can always check us out on my website at yoginiwitchlibby.com, and there's the spells we tell ourselves tab that you can go ahead and click on to find out more information on the podcast. And of course, if you are interested in the Reframing Change Masterclass, go ahead and send me a message on Facebook or Instagram, and I will get you into that class. So thank you so much, and be on the lookout for the bonus episode of the New Moon in Sagittarius. Have a great week. Bye-bye.